This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. As we approach the end of this year, one can pause and look around and strategically think forward about next year. What are our main problems in the community? What can we do to solve them? What can we do to enhance our community for visitors and potential new citizens? Well, these are all good questions. One thing we really don't need is more divisiveness in our community. We have plenty of it already, and we never seem to learn from it. We have the city-suburban area divide, we have two sewer and water systems, we have two school districts, and the list goes on and on. It's way past time to put aside petty differences and focus on what we can do to make our community better for everyone. Which brings me to Kit Carson Park. Let me first say that my hat is off to Paul Stewart and his family for their creative work. They've created a beautiful Christmas display at the park, which is highly visible to anyone traveling the Crater Lake Parkway. Good job! In that vein, kudos also go out to Sky Lakes Medical Center for their substantial contributions to making Kit Carson Park a truly family-friendly and fun destination. It's a good example of the kind of actions that simply make our community better. But we don't need to agonize and stew over renaming the park. I've seen some of the comments regarding the name, and frankly, they make no sense at all. One comment was that people would not move to Klamath Falls with a park named after Kit Carson. What rubbish! People choose to move or not move to Klamath Falls for a multitude of reasons, and not one of those is going to be whether one small park has Kit Carson's name on it at all. Frankly, I doubt most people even know that's the name of the park. I understand that some people are upset about his name and his history in the basin, but don't you think that our time and efforts would be better served by promoting causes that are positive rather than trying to change history? History has a checkered past, and that's just the way it is, warts and all. How about spending some time cleaning up all the trash and yard debris we see throughout our community? How about spending some time working on programs to improve our historic buildings and to improve the dilapidated houses around town? How about spending some time promoting our air base or our bike trails or clean air or pure water? How about spending some time trying to get commercial air service back in the basin? The list goes on, but again, it is time to start thinking about positive ideas, and that does not include dwelling on the past and making senseless name changes. It's just my opinion. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.